This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Saturday resumption of fighting in the Gaza Strip has put intense pressure on civilians already under tremendous strain. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a statement Saturday, the Red Cross said civilians have overwhelmingly borne the brunt of the hostilities in Gaza and Israel so far. And following the resumption of fighting, the aid group fears civilians now face increased suffering and urge the parties in the conflict to do everything possible to avoid civilian casualties and harm. Speaking to Reuters News Service on the sidelines of the UN Climate Summit in Dubai, ICRC Director General Robert Mardini said the organization has 130 staff working in the Palestinian enclave ready to help.
We stand ready to facilitate further release operations of hostages in Gaza and Palestinian detainees to be reunited with their families. Those moments are a glimmer of hope in the midst of intense fighting, and we hope that more of this will be possible again.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is denouncing those who advocate what he says is, quote, an American retreat from responsibility. The Pentagon chief says sustained U.S. leadership is needed to help keep the world as safe, free, and prosperous as possible. In his remarks at the Reagan National Defense Forum in California's Simi Valley, Austin delivered a lengthy defense of U.S. support to Israel in its war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, and to Ukraine in its struggle to battle Russia's invasion. He said, quote, the world will only become more dangerous if tyrants and terrorists believe that they can get away with wholesale aggression and mass slaughter. And he's urging Congress to end the partisan gridlock that has stalled the federal budget and war spending. Austin said those who, quote, try to pull up the drawbridge are undermining the security that has led to decades of prosperity. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration issues a final rule aimed at reducing methane emissions, targeting the U.S. oil and natural gas industry for its role in global warming. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The rule targets emissions from existing oil and gas wells rather than focusing only on new wells. It also regulates smaller wells that will be required to find and plug methane leaks. At the UN Climate Conference, Vice President Kamala Harris says this will help ensure the U.S. meets the goal set by nations to cut methane emissions by 30% by 2030.
It is, dare I say, our duty and our obligation, not a choice.
Also at COP28, 50 oil companies representing nearly half of global production are pledging to reach near zero methane emissions. But environmental groups call it a smokescreen to hide the reality we need to phase out oil, gas, and coal. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine service says former President Petro Poroshenko has been denied permission to leave the country because he was planning to meet with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. On Friday, Poroshenko announced he'd been turned away at the border despite receiving permission to leave the country. Under martial law, Ukrainian men between 18 and 60 years of age are not allowed to leave the country without special approval. Poroshenko said that he had planned to meet with U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson and the Polish Parliament during his trip. A snowstorm has brought Munich Airport in Germany to a standstill while causing chaos around Central Europe. AP correspondent Karen Shemis reports.
Passengers in Munich's central station gathered to read the news that all trains to and from the city were halted. At Munich Airport, all flights were also grounded after a winter storm dumped snow across southern Germany and parts of Austria, Switzerland and the Czech Republic. Elsewhere in Munich, locals shoveled snow outside their homes, many of which were left without power due to downed trees on power lines. Others saw the brighter side and took out their sleighs to make the most of the wintry weather. In Austria and Switzerland, the new snowfall led officials to raise the alarm about the danger of avalanches. In the Czech Republic, the major highway and some other roads were blocked for hours. I'm Karen Chamas.
A third-party candidate has announced he is leaving Mexico's 2024 presidential race, practically ensuring that the country's next president will be a woman. Samuel Garcia, the governor of the northern border state of Nuevo León, announced Saturday he won't run for president in the June 2nd elections. Governor Garcia's decision came after one of the wilder chapters in Mexican politics. On Friday, the border state across from Texas briefly saw two interim governors designated to replace Garcia, who had asked for a six-month leave of absence to campaign for president. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.